And then Eliza says, I can change half a crown. Here, take this for tuppence. Well, if you're not a Brit, then of course you are completely confused by the money as well as the dialect. So let me help you out with both. This is in the days before British currency was decimalized and long before the euro came on the scene. So this is in old money, when there were 240 pennies to the pound, and she's selling her flowers for a penny or two or three a bunch. Pickering says he hasn't any change, any small change, pennies and half pennies. But she says, hopefully I can change half a crown. That's a large silver coin worth exactly 30 pennies. Perhaps she's hopeful that he'll give her half a crown and she'll pocket a huge profit. But she says, take this for tuppence. He searches for small change, finds three half pennies, three halfpence, which is, of course, 25% less than the tuppence, the two pennies that she offers them, the flowers to him. So she's a little bit disappointed, but this is better than nothing. Now, that's a little bit about the money. How does she say it? I can change half a crown. Take this for tuppence. Let's deal with some of those signature sounds. Change and take both have a vowel shift to change and take. If you're an American actor, you already use the vowel that she adopts in words like fine and line. So change to change, take to take. What does she do with the half? The half drops the H and changes the vowel. Half a crown. Change half a crown. Now, one little word of warning, which has tripped up many an American actor. When you drop the H for a Cockney, don't substitute that little glottal stop that I hear people often doing. So not change half a crown, change half a crown, but change half a crown. Instead of staccato, it needs to be legato, very smooth transition when you drop the H. So I've got an hat on me head, I've got a hat on my head, I've got an hat on me head. Smooth. Drop the H and use the previous sound to link with it.